Tonight we're going to look at the importance of God's house. So let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you for the presence of the Holy Ghost here with us tonight. Please give us ears to hear what you are saying to us, Lord, what the Spirit of God is saying to us. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness towards us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The importance of God's house. Well, let's look at the scriptures and find out what is God's heart about this matter. Have a look in Isaiah 56. And let's read Isaiah 56. Firstly, let's read verse 5. The word of God says, "Even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off." And if we go down to verse 7, the word of God says, "Even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people." So God has said that his house is a place where he wants his people, and it's a place where his people can fellowship joyfully with the Lord. So that's what he desires for us. His house is a house of prayer. His house is a house where we can fellowship with the Lord. And he wants us to do that. He wants us to enjoy the blessings of God and to be joyful in the house of the Lord. So he values his house. His house is made up of born-again Christians coming together. And when we come together in his name, he is here with us. He is here with us. If we remember back in the Old Testament, in the Israelites would set up the tabernacle, and the Lord placed his tabernacle right in the midst of all the tribes, and his presence would come into the tabernacle, and it was a sanctified place. And his church today, his house, is a sanctified place. It is a sanctified place where we come together, and he comes and he ministers to us as we come in his name and minister to him. So it is a sanctified place. Have a look in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Matthew 18, verse 20 says, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Well, we come together in his name. So he is here in the midst of us. The Spirit of God is here with us right now. He is here. And he will quicken the word of God to our hearts, and he will minister to you in his house, in this place. Because as the scripture says, we are coming together in his name, and there am I. The Lord Jesus Christ has said this, there is the Lord Jesus in the midst of us. So he's here in the midst of us. Praise God. That's a wonderful thing. So Christ is in the midst of those who come together in his name. So do you think he places importance upon Christians coming together in his name? Yes, he does. I say yes, he does.
Yes, Christ.
He places great importance upon us coming together in his name in this place. He sees it as important. He's here with us now. So this is the importance of God's house. We come together in his name and he is here with us. So that makes it extremely important. And it's a very important reason why we should not neglect coming together in his name. Because he comes and he is here in the midst of us. He teaches us things. The Holy Spirit teaches us things. He quickens the word of God to our hearts so that we understand things. We come and we sit under the teaching and we minister to him. And he reveals things to us. His house is a place where he moves amongst his people. He moves amongst his people and he ministers to us. He teaches us things. He shows us things. And he uses the people in the church. He uses us, each one of us. Each one of us has an important part to play in making up the house of God. Each one of us has an important part to play. So he places importance of Christians coming together in his name. He sees his house as important. Have a look at Acts 20:28. Acts 20:28 says, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." The Lord Jesus purchased the church with his own blood. He paid the price of his own blood for the church. That's for us, the people who make up his church, the people who come together and collectively we make up his church, his house. He purchased us with his own blood. Now, he would not have done that for something that he did not see as worth the price. He would not have done that if his church had no value. His church has great value. We've learned that he is here in the midst of us. When we come together in his name, he values the church. He shed his blood and purchased the church with his own blood. Does that show how important the church is to God?
Yes.
How important his house is to him? Now, we read in Isaiah that he wants his place where we can come together and joyfully make church together, joyfully make it a house of prayer, joyfully fellowship with the Lord. That's what he wants. So when we come together in his house, we should be joyful. We should be joyful. We've got a lot to be thankful for. We can be thankful for the fact that He is here in the midst of us. Right now, in the midst of us, right now. Are we gathered together in His name? We are. As Christians, we are gathered together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So He is here in the midst of us right now. He purchased the church with His own blood. So He values the church. How much should we value the church and see the house of God as a sanctified place? We should see it as much as He does, of great value. And that raises an important point, that we should see it as great value, and we should be honouring Him in not neglecting our church. What that means is that others, for example, others see our behaviour. They look at us as Christians to see what our Christianity means to us. So, to be a good witness for the Lord, we should be honouring Him and not neglecting gathering ourselves together to have church. We should not be neglecting church, coming together to fellowship as Christians. And we do that even before our unsaved friends, even before our family, even before our colleagues. We do this because it honours Him. It honours Him, and others see it, and it is a witness. So it's a witness. We must remember this. We should be honouring the Lord first. He honours us, and He has paid the highest price. He gave the life. God the Father gave the life of His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shed His blood, sinless blood, for us. The church. So we should hold it in great esteem, because God does. He does. And there needs to be that amongst the body of Christ worldwide. There needs to be that increasing honour put upon Him and gathering together and having church and fulfilling the duties that He's called us to do within the church. He sees His house as very important, and we should too. Each of us, as I said, each of us has a part to play in the church. Each of us has a role to play here in the church. And we should be consistent in our witness of honouring the Lord before others. And most importantly, before Him. Because He has called us to gather together. He's called us to fulfil our duties in the church and paid the highest price possible for us so that we can come together. And do you know what? It's such a blessing and a privilege to come together. In a lot of countries, you can't come together like this, because there's not the freedom to have a Christian gathering. So we should be very thankful that we're able to come together like this in the open. Praise the Lord. So we come together and we honour Him. And you know, you come in a sincere heart, honour Him, and He blesses you. He meets you where you are in honouring Him. He is here in the midst of us right now, and the Holy Ghost is here. So He's here quickening the Word of God to our hearts right now. In this, His house. This is a sanctified place right here. This is a sanctified place. Let's have a look in the book of 1 Peter 2, verses 5 and 6. First Peter 2 verses 5 and 6 says, "Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded." So the word of God is saying to us here that we are the living stones of God's house. We are the living stones. The Bible says, as lively stones are built up a spiritual house. We are the very foundation, the very bricks, stones that make up the house of God. We are the lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood. And we have a role, the Bible tells us here, to offer up spiritual sacrifices. We have a role to play in the house of God. We offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus is the cornerstone. So he is the foundation stone upon which we are his lively stones, building up the house. He's the cornerstone. Now, that itself paints a picture of the house. Now, if Christians are off neglecting the house, then they're neglecting what God has established. They're neglecting to gather themselves together to form that spiritual house where we gather together with Jesus as the cornerstone. So Jesus is the cornerstone. And that signifies unity. We need to fellowship together. We need each other. That's the way God has ordained his church, so that believers fellowship together. For one thing, we have a role to play, and that role is for the benefit of the church in service to God. So people who neglect gathering together in church are really neglecting fulfilling their role God has ordained for them to do in the church. That's a serious matter. God sees it as serious. Because a person can't fulfill the role that they have in the church if they are staying away from church. God has called us to gather together and to see his house just as important as he sees it. So we come together and we give him the spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. We come together, we worship him, we praise him, we pray, we teach, we learn, we fellowship, all these spiritual sacrifices acceptable to the Lord by Jesus Christ. Jesus is the cornerstone. He has ordained us to gather together as the church. So to neglect that is to be disobedient to God. Christianity is about coming together with other believers and getting strength and help and fulfilling your purpose in the church. God has ordained unity. He's ordained unity. So it's dangerous. It's dangerous to neglect the role that he's given us in the church. It's a dangerous thing to do. It's dangerous because, for one very significant reason, is that when a person neglects or doesn't value the house of God, what they have within them is easily influenced by all the evil and the corruption that's in the world. And if a person neglects the church and gathering together as part of the church, they will gradually start to get weaker and weaker as a Christian. That is just the fact of the matter. They will get weaker and weaker as a Christian. And do you know what happens when a person gets weaker and weaker as a Christian? They become more and more an easy target for the devil. To, as the Bible says that he seeks to devour. He walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And a person who grows weaker and weaker because they're staying away from church is an easy prey for the devil. And an easy target for the world, the evil that's in the world, to just drag them right out of fellowship with the Lord altogether. And that's dangerous. So he sees his house as very important, because we come together, we fulfill the role that God has called us to, we learn, we get strength from him, and we get strength from each other. We have the opportunity to minister to each other and to use the gift that he has given to you for the benefit of the church. So he sees his house as very important. Have a look in Ephesians 3:17. Ephesians 3:17 says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. So individually, Christ dwells in us. And individually, we are the temple of God. Collectively, we are the church of God. We are his church collectively. And he wants us to be rooted and grounded in love. So when we come together and we learn from him, we learn, we study the Word of God together, that helps to ground us, and it helps us to be rooted and grounded in love. And that's essential. Have a look in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Corinthians 3:16-17 says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." So we are individually, we are the temple of the Lord, and he wants that us, as his temple, to be obedient people. We are the living temple. He wants us to look after ourselves. And we do that through honouring his house and through fellowship and being obedient to his will. So we do that by honouring him, honouring his church, honouring the house of God. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And verses 7 to 12, let's read verses 7 to 12 in 1 Corinthians 12. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. The Word of God shows us in these verses that the Spirit of God has been given. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. So each of us has a part to play in the church. Each of us has been given gifts to use in the church. They are for the benefit of the church. He says that we are one body, so we should see ourselves as collectively as the body of Christ. His body. And we should be looking after the body of Christ. Looking after his body. That includes looking after yourself as his temple. And just as important, looking after the body of Christ. Christ, who dwells in each of our hearts by faith. So we are the body of Christ. That's what the scripture says. And he has told us in these verses that he has given gifts. He's told us, we just read of these gifts. Now these gifts benefit the body of Christ. Healing, miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, interpretation of tongues. The gifts that he's mentioned, they benefit the body of Christ. Now, to stay away and neglect this is disobedient. He honors, he values his house. We also likewise should see it as extremely important and value it as much as the Lord does. Have a look in Psalm 92, verse 13. Psalm 92, verse 13 says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. We have to be planted in the house of the Lord in order to flourish. Because we will not flourish if we're not planted in his house. And that indicates stability. So many Christians have the view that they can just go from here to there and one church to another church, etc., never with any proper commitment. But that's not what God's will is. God has his will, has ordained a place for every Christian to be, a particular local church, for every Christian to be a part of. Now, you have to listen to the Lord to see where has he called you. For example, he's called us here to this local church. And that means we have to be planted here. The same for every other Christian. They have to be planted in the place that God has put them. They have to be planted there in order to flourish, in order to be of benefit to the body of Christ, to actually be available and to be used of God to benefit his body in the church setting. So we will not flourish if we're not planted in the house of God. Have a look in Hebrews 10:25. Hebrews 10:25 says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Now, from the scriptures that we've read, you can see from the Bible that it is God's will that Christians come together and have church regularly. That's the way he's ordained it to be. He's always wanted to be in the midst of his people. And he does not want us to forsake it. It's not optional. And to think that it is optional is not correct. It's not optional. We have to be planted in the house of the Lord and not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Not forsake it. That means be consistent in it, because God has called us to gather together. He values the church. We should value it and get joy from it. Get joy from it. He wants us to come together. He blesses us as we do it, as we do so. He blesses us as we do so. So gathering ourselves together to have church is God's command. It is God's command. And lastly, look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Ephesians 4:14 says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Well, the reason that this is important to look at is because we don't want to be like children, tossed to and fro. And when we come together and when we deliberately put ourselves in a position in the church setting to come together to hear the word of God, to hear correct doctrine, we are putting it into our hearts, and it's more difficult to be driven off course and driven about with every wind of doctrine when you're consistently exposing yourself to the teaching of the word and you're putting the right doctrine into your heart. It becomes harder for you to be driven off course, because God does not want us to be driven off course. He does not want us to be tossed to and fro like little children, carried about with every wind of doctrine. So we come together, we study consistently, we study from the Word of God, and we study the right doctrine. We study from the Word of God, which has the correct doctrine in it. So we're not carried about with every wind of doctrine. And we're not like little children, we're growing up. We come together in His house, this sanctified place. We study the Word of God and we grow up. We grow up in Him. And we fulfill the role that God has called us to do in the church. Let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we thank you, Lord, for giving us our church. We thank you that this is your church and Jesus is our cornerstone. We thank you that we are your lively stones. We thank you for giving each one of us a role, gifts, a part to play in the body of Christ. Please help us to diligently fulfill the role that you have called us to do in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. We love you and we honour you and thank you, Lord. Thank you for the presence of the Lord Jesus in our midst and the presence of the Holy Ghost here in the midst of us. In Jesus' name, Amen.